Yeah, holding daf kuf dalet.
Yeah,
zot the Mishnah. Boistin melech al gabe kevesh bishvil shloyach likoy. The kevesh has to go up to the mizbeach, the plank that the kohen had to walk up to the mizbeach. It was a slope, a steep, no steps, a slant. So let's say it was rainy, it was slippery. So the Mishnah says on Shabbos you're allowed to throw salt on the kevesh that you shouldn't be slippery, you shouldn't slip. Shloyach liku. Umemalin mibor hagoyla. Huradin you're allowed to schlep up water from a bor, from a well. Hagoyla. Umibor hagodol. Bigalgol. These are two different boros that were in the Azorah, in the Beis Hamikdash. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to get the water out of these wells. Bigalgol. You're allowed to use a galgol like a wheel, to get the water up. Bishabbos. Therefore, it's mutter on Shabbos. Yeah. So Rashi likes to say, I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say clearly, but it's only mutter in the Beis Hamikdash, these two things. And Rashi Begalgal says, Abu b'medina loy, and time of forest b'gemorah, mishum shemi yamal ligunos l'churbosoy. It's only mutter in the Beis Hamikdash to schlep up the water. And that's why it's a deek. The Mishnah says the bor, the well, in the Azor itself, in this bor, you're allowed to schlep up the water on Shabbos, even though you have to use a wheel. But other wells, if you have to use a big wheel to get the water up, it's usher. Out of the Beis Hamikdash, there's an issur in the Rabbanim, we'll see in the Gemara why. Or miber hakar b'yomtiv. For another type of a well, from hakar, we'll see in the Gemara why it's called ber hakar, it's only mutter on yomtiv. But on Shabbos, this ber is also. Zot the Gemara. Romi le ravika mi pashrunya le rova. He has to shout to rova. Tanan, and now Mishnah says, boiskin melech agabe yakevesh b'shvil shloyach likoy b'migdash. So it's a diyek b'migdash in b'medina loy. That's a diik for now Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say klo b'medina. But about talking about the kevesh, which was in the Beis Hamikdash, mashma, you're only allowed to do this in the Beis Hamikdash. That says on Shabbos, if it's slippery to go up the kevesh, go up the plank, you're allowed to put salt there that it shouldn't be slippery. But mashma, came to Medina, out of the Beis Hamikdash, where we live, it's also to put salt that it shouldn't be slippery on the ground. Or remini habakasha. Anybody that has his private chutz, his private front yard, that got room because it's raining and it's very slippery there, so you want to be able to walk over the puddles there, is maybe tevin umar debo. You're allowed to bring straw and spread it out, umar debo, like level out the ground so that you can walk over it. So you see, there's no issur binyan. So why do we say now, Mishnah, Samashmi, if you only put the salt down on the ground, only in the by the Beis Hamikdash, but not the Medina, because it's nisil nechsei kibinyan, like you're building, and here it's mashma, no, even the Medina, even in your own backyard, you're allowed to throw down tevin onto the ground. Trashi omar debo shatechbo. You spread out the tevin all over your ground. And for the Gemara, shani tevin delay mavatulay, is the chilik. When you throw straw down on your ground, you're not mavatulit there. Like the straw is oimit, so you behem with to come and eat it. So since you're still going to take it away, you're not permanently put it onto the ground. Therefore, it's not mechse kibinyan. You're not building on the ground. Trashid le mevatule, or vaitavolekim is shumash v'gumas. There's not even issa that you want to like, the issa binyan here would be that there are holes there like, and now you're putting down the straw to smooth out the holes. That would be yosa. But since your kavon here is later to take away the straw, so there's no issa that you're now smoothing out the holes, because you're not smoothing it out. You're going to take away the straw soon. The melachu b'shabbos, devi kibinyan. Because if you would be smoothing out holes, that's also to do on Shabbos. That's binyan. Here, why is the mutter? The midi, the chos, the lemaicha behemah, since you're talking about straw, that a behemah could eat, oil the tit hachoymet, loy mevatulay. You're not mevatulay there, because you're going to use it. Avu melech, misha nidris beregel, mashenka the mishnah, talking about yistam putting down salt. Now usually you put down salt on the ground and people step on it, loy chazi, you're not going to use the salt anymore. Or mistama mavatulay, or v'medina osr. That's why it's osr v'medina, because it's nechse kibinyan. By throwing down the salt there, mistama you're going to mavatul it to the ground, and you mavatul it, you're going to leave it there, it looks like you're building on the ground. So therefore that's only an issur of the rabbonin, it's like nechse kibinyan, it looks like you want to smooth out the holes, so v'medina out of the Beis Hamikdash is osr. But in the Beis Hamikdash, that's the end of the Mishnah, on the Keves, you are allowed to put the salt. Omalei Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Ashi, Hai Melech Hechidomi. Like in our Mishnah, when you're putting the salt down on the Kevesh on Shabbos, what's your purpose of putting the salt there? Eidim avatul, if you have das to leave the salt there on the Mizbeach, the Kevesh, the plank going up to the Mizbeach, you have das namish to mavatul to leave it there, is the kasha komais of abinyan. It's lav davka the Yisus Shabbos here, but stam out the din of the Mizbeach, you're adding to the binyan of the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to do that. Oksev, the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, Hakel b'ksav miyad Hashem ola hiskil, that the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash and all the Kelim was given by the Nevi'im through Hashem, that you can't change the dimensions. So how could you make the Mizbeach, the Keves, bigger? If you're going to put salt there, to Mavatlet there, you're making the Keves bigger, that's an Issa. Rashi says, Kom Meisav Abinyin, Be'afil HaBachar Loser, even in the middle of the weekday it's also to do this. Lohisav Ala Mizbeach, Tiksev HaKel B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Ola Hiskil, Shehabinyin Nimsal HaDovid, Ayideh HaNevi'im. The Beis HaMikdash was given over to David HaMelech with dimensions from the Nevi'im. Shleil HaHoysif, he can't do more. But Shleil LeGroy, he can't do less. So Mel, that's the kashya. If you're going to Mavato, leave the soul permanently on the Keves, it's also, because you're making the Keves bigger. Elamai Zatumar, read the Leika, Mavato, Elamai what? You're not being Mavatlet there, our Mishnah is talking about you putting the salt down, just because it's slippery now. But right after the rain goes away, you wash away the salt. I was expecting one other kasha. Havei chatzitza. Look, where it's a kasha then. How could the kohen now walk off the plank, walk up to Kevesh? There's a chatzitza. The locher is a kohen. He has to be barefoot. He's not allowed to wear anything. Because his bosser has to touch the ritzbah. It has to touch the mizbeach. So when he's walking up the mizbeach, there's not allowed to be a chatzitza between his foot and the mizbeach. So if you tell me you're putting down salt, that you're not going to leave it there permanently. You're not mavatlet there. You're going to take it away afterwards. So how could the kohen walk up to Mizbeach? Now there's a chatzitza. It should be yosef to have the salt on the Mizbeach for where he's walking. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you, it's talking about Peolochus Evorim Lekevis. The Lav Avoid He. We're not talking about when the kohen is taking the dam to make the zrika on the Mizbeach. That's the locha. When you're taking the dam, that's an avoidah. That you need kohen. And whenever you need a kohen, the kohen has to be touching the ground. But we're talking about now, after you made the Zrikas Adam, and after the Shechita, now you cut up the animal, the meat, the pieces of meat, you have to carry up to the Mizbeach. So the Avamina is, that's not called an Avoida. So you don't really need a Kayin. So even though the Kayin's foot is not touching the Keves, still it's kosher. Because you don't need a Kayin there. For the Gemara, no, it's not true. V'loi, you don't need a Kayin. V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, V'hikriv ha-Kayin es ha-Kayil. Mashmi Davka need a kohen. The kohen has to bring everything. And then he makes haktori, he burns the meat on the mizbeach. The Yom Amar, we learned, what does this mean? Zu hoy lochas evorm lekevis. That by taking the pieces of meat, after you shecht it, after you skinned it and cut it up, those pieces of meat that you have to burn on the mizbeach, when you take it up to the mizbeach, you Davka need a kohen. So if you need a kohen, it's mashmi is called an avoidum. And when a kohen is walking up, his feet has to touch the kevis. So there's a kashrim. How could you have salt on the kevesh? There's a chatzitza. Should be possible then. Ela, I'll tell you, the case is, Eleima boy leches eitzim l'marochem. The lava void heat. We're only talking about now, it's a rainy day. The kevesh is very slippery. So true, when the kohen is doing the avoid, there's no eitzah. You can't have the salt there via chatzitza. They're talking about early in the morning, when they want to bring the wood up there to the mizbeach, to make the marochem. Now carrying the wood up to the top of the mizbeach, to make the marochem, to make the burning place, that's not called an avoidah. For that you don't badafkul need a kohen. Therefore when the kohen takes the wood up, on the side it's slippery now, you would be allowed to put down salt for a few minutes. Kedai right now won't be slippery, he'll be able to walk up there. And after he walks up there, then you wash it away. But while he's walking up there, there's no Issa Chatzitza, because that's not called an Avoida. You don't even need, you do not need a kohen for that. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. When is the mutter to put the salt on the Keves? When they're taking up the wood to the Mizbeach. That's not an Avoida. So there you're afraid maybe you'll slip down, but then you're allowed to have salt. So the Mara, Dorash Rova, Chotzer Shenis Kalkolo B'mei Megishonim. You have your front yard, and it was raining, and it got very slippery. It got the ground got ruined. Is mevi teven umar debo. On Shabbos, you're allowed to bring straw. Straw is not muksa, it's only to give you behemoth to eat. You're allowed to feed your behemoth on Shabbos, so it's not muksa. So you're allowed to take it and spread it out on the ground. Omale rapapa le rova, as rapapa told rova, for a time you learned in a brace like this. Kishu mardo, when you're spreading out the straw onto your wet chotzer, ain't a mardo loy besal. You're not allowed to spread it out in a normal manner. You can't carry it in a basket and spread it out from the basket. V'lei b'kupa, another type of a basket. Ela b'shule kupa. You have to do a shinui. You have to b'dafka use the broken, the bottom piece of a barrel. Take the, like a broken barrel, and the bottom piece of the barrel, that's what, how you let it carry the shrua. Because you have to make a shinui here. Because otherwise it looks like you'll be mevatlet there, it looks like you're making a binyan. And the lachat's brought down, you can't even use your hands. Because I'm using your hands is also a darkoi. You b'dafka have to do it away from the b'shinui, b'dafka use the back of a kli. So the Gemara said, he didn't say that. He said, Stamets Mutter. So the Gemara, Hoda Ukim Rav Amoro Leit. Rav again put an Amoro, put an interpreter in front of him, the Dorash, and he made a drush on the next Shabbos, and he said, Dvorim Shemati Lefnechem, that Radashin before to say Stam, that it's Mutter to spread out the straw on your wet Chotzer, Toy is saying Biyodi, I made a mistake. No, Baram Kach Omru, this is the way it should be said. Kach Omru Mishum Rav Yelezer. This is what it said over the name of Rav Yelezer. That kishumarda, when you are spreading out this tevin, ain't a marda loy besal. You should know you're not allowed to do it in a normal manner. You can't carry the straw to the chutzer in a regular sal, regular basket. Vlay bekupa in a bigger basket. Ela beshule kupa. You have to use the bottom of the bishinui. You have to break off the bottom of the basket and turn it upside down and carry the straw on the bottom of the basket. That's called the shinui. Then it doesn't look like you're making a binyan. There's no gzeres mishum ashwiya gumis on Shabbos. That's the only time it's mutter. So, Mamalin mi bar hagoyla. The Mishnah says now what? That in the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to get the water up from a well with a wheel. So the Gemara, Amaisa, Ula ikloi levei Rav Menashe. Ula went to visit Rav Menashe. While he was there, also hu gavra, a person came to the door, Taraf Ababa, and he knocked on the door on Shabbos. He started to bang at Rav Menashe's door. Izomas, Rav Menashe said, Man hai de litzcho gufei de komaschol ele Shabbata. Like, who is this person that I should listen, pay any attention to him, because he himself is being mechal Shabbos now? What did the person do wrong? The person, by banging at the door, he made noise, and it's awesome with the Rabbanon to make noise on Shabbos. That's the Hazemina. So to Rashi, the first one, the big lines. Taraf Ababa, Hikish Hawadelis, he banged at the door, the agrofer with his fist, the shmir curl, and he made a noise. So Rav Menashe held that's also to make this type of a noise on Shabbos, so it's being Mechala Shabbos, and he didn't want to talk to the person. Omer le Rabbi, Rabbi answered back, there's nothing wrong here. Loi Osru el Kel Shoshir. The only time now that I make noise on Shabbos is a nice, sweet noise that sounds like a shir, like a music, sounds like a song. But stam to bang at the door, there's no issa. Trashi, and the Havamina was to call Machal Shabbos, the Ksava Kololu, they call Osir. Any type of making noise is Osir on Shabbos. And Rabbi answered back, the Kel Shal Shir, Hanishma Kain Shir Ben Imo Venachas. Something that's sweet and easy, that's Osir. But stam banging is Mutter. That's where we hold like Rabbah, that stam banging is Mutter. There's only an issa if you have a permanent knocker on the door. A zaf that's meant there on the door, Oimet, to knock, that's Osir to use. That's a bigger, that's osir. If it's a kli, that's miyuchah the shir, it's osir. But stam using your fist, knocking at the door, even though you're making noise, that's mutter. Because that noise is not called a noise, so shir, it's stam banging. Eis v'yabaya. Abaya had a kashan rabbi now. You're telling me now, stam noise is mutter, is da'adin, malim b'djoyfi. You're allowed to schlep up the water, malim b'djoyfi. Rashi says, mechavis techavis. This is like a siphon. If you want to get the water out of one barrel into another barrel, you're allowed to take a tube and suck it out on one side. It starts to suction, and the water goes down to the bottom barrel. That's what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Is malim b'joyfi. Umatifin meyerek l'choyla. Matifin meyerek, a type of a kli, that on top there's like a hole, and on the bottom it has sprouts, that the yayin drips out. Now, if you hold your hand down on top like this, you stop the suction so it doesn't come down. When you take your hands off it, then it starts dripping down. So the kids, a type of a kli that you collect the yayin drip down, and if you close them on, there's a stopper on top, it doesn't drip down. So you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. You can take off the stopper on top, and now the wine starts dripping down that makes noise. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. What's the mutter for? L'chayla. You can do it only for a chayla, somebody that's sick. We'll soon see why you're doing it, why you need this noise for the chayla. But the diet, l'chayla b'shabbos, the diet, l'chayla in the bari loy. You're only allowed to do this to make this noise, the wine dripping down, for a sick person, but not for a healthy person. Why? Because you're making noise. Now, hey, chidomi, what are we talking about? Lav denim. We're talking about somebody that's sleeping already. For kaboy de lisser, and you want to wake the guy up. So how do you wake the guy up? You let this wine start dripping down. Beep, beep. You let it drip down. That's going to wake him up. Now, you don't have any kavan and shear there. That's tamma noise. And still you see it's osur. Shema mina lu de kola karl osur. Any type of noise you make, there's osur on Shabbos. So it's a kasha rabba. So the maraloi, that wasn't the case. The tear, we're talking about the guy who is awake now. For kaboy de lenim, the guy with the kola wants to go to sleep. He's sick. We want him to sleep, but he can't fall asleep. The mishtamna ki kola dim zumzumi. We want to make a nice, sweet noise there, like sing him to sleep. That's what we want to do. So, man, this wine, when it comes down a nice way, a few drops here, a few drops there, it comes down like a music. So that's osataka, because that's called, you make it a nice shear. So it's only mutter, for a chayla it's mutter, but for bari it's osa, because it's a nice noise. But a stama bang is mutter. Eifa, I have another kasha. Ha meshala peroisim afnei hoifis. If somebody's watching his fruits, called the birds, he doesn't want the birds to come and eat his peris, or deluya mefnei hachayim. Or else you have these pumpkins, you have seeds, pumpkin seeds from the chai, you don't want the animal to come and eat it up. Is Meshama Kedaki B'Shabbos, you're allowed to watch it, that the animal shouldn't come to eat it. Or Bavachla Yaspik, you're not allowed to like start bang clapping there, V'lo Yatfiach, and bang on your thigh, V'lo Yirakin, and not dance, Kederach Shu'oysa B'Chol. You can't do these things, make these noise on Shabbos. Is my time, why can't you clap your hands to keep the birds away? Lav the Kamalot Kola, because you make a noise. She said, even stop clapping, you're not making any music there. You stop clapping to make any noise to get the animal away. It's also awesome. So, because again, it's a Kashan Rabbah. It's the more name. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov. It's a different reason why it's awesome. The reason why you're not allowed to clap your hands to throw the birds or animals away is it's a Gzeron. Shemla Yitol Tzrur. Maybe you'll pick up a pebble and you'll throw it at them. And it's standing B'Shus Rabbin. So we're afraid you'll throw B'Shus Rabbin. Dal Damas, that's why it's awesome. V'el ho di amrav yudu amrav. Noshim amasachos bagoizim. Noshim that are playing with nuts. Is also. They're not allowed to play nuts on Shabbos. So if the kids play nuts in New York, they're not allowed to. My time, or why not? Lav the komerlot kolok. Because when you throw nuts and one hits the other one, it makes noise. So you make a noise. Mash many noises also. V'chol alu de kol also. Tomorrow loy. Dilma also la shvuya gumis. There we're talking about just playing on the ground. Now when you're throwing the nut on the ground, you like to have a nice smooth piece of ground. So we're afraid maybe the ground won't be smooth. There'll be a hole there. You'll come to fix up that hole on Shabbos. Matanissa, the Raya Savinian. That's why we make the Xera. That's why they can't play nuts on Shabbos. Tila Teimahochi, Hodiyam Rav Yudin Noshim Mesachos Betapuchim. There are a lot of play, Noshim Mesachos Betapuchim is also. Noshim, again, women that play with apples, the same thing. Instead of playing with nuts, they roll apples, hit one or the other. Is host, and that's awesome. Why is it awesome? Hosa Maya Ludi Koyla Iko. An apple hitting another apple doesn't make too much noise. Bishleim and nuts make noise. But apples don't make any noise, so why is it awesome? Ella, Taraya, Dil Masla Shuya Gumis. The reason is because we're afraid maybe the ground won't be smooth, it'll be holy, and you want to flatten out those holes, that's why it's awesome. Tanan. So now we have no kasha on Rabbah, and we hold like Rabbah. Stop making noise, it's mutter, it's only a kol shel shir, that's awesome. Tanan, now Mishnah says, Memale mi bor ha-goyle mi bor ha-godol, the galgol, b'Shabbos, b'migdish. You're only allowed to do this in the base of Migdish on Shabbos. You're getting the water up from these two burris with a galga, with a wheel of a Migdish in Bimdina Loid. But out of the base of Migdish is also Midrabonin. My time, what should be the Yisr? What are you doing wrong? You're in a Meshusa Yochid, you're schlepping up the water from a well to the top. What's the Yisr? Lav Mishum Delu De Koyla. Because when you use a wheel, it makes a lot of noise. The crank makes noise. So you see, any type of a noise is also. The Yasser, so tomorrow Lloyd, that's not the reason why it's Osir. Al Kerlo be mutter because it's not making a Kerl shall shear. Now the reason why it's Osir, Gzeira Shem Yamala Liginos Luchabosin. The way you schlep up water with a wheel, the pshat is you're getting a lot of water up. Anytime you're fetching a lot of water, it's a Gzeira, maybe you'll take this water and throw it onto your gina ready. You'll throw it onto the garden. Like you have so much water, what do you need it for? It looks like you're going to use it to water your garden. That's why it's awesome. The bottom rashing. Gzeira Shem Yamalli Gunosain, Mitech Shem Malam Boy, Bulay Terech, another story. Since it's very easy to get this water up using a wheel, it gets it up very easily. Is also Lahashkish Boy Beginosin Chabosim Shabbos. It's exactly, you're getting up so much water easily, we're afraid you'll throw it right into your gina. That's why it's awesome. But not Mishum Kaila. So the Mara Neima Shari Lemimla Bigilgola Bimechuza. In his place, Mechuza, he was not to them on Shabbos to bring up water with a galga, with a wheel. I swear the Mishnah's mashmon in the Mikdash it's mutter, but Medina it's also. Omar Amema said, my time of Gozer Rabbonah, why is Rabbonah make Gzeira Hashem Yamal Yigunos Lechaboslein? Maybe it's so easy, you'll fill up so much water, use it, and water your garden. Abahocher Mechuzah Leiginika. Why says there were no gardens there? It was they only had ground there, no gardens. Since there was no gina there, no gardens there, there's no gzera, maybe you water your gardens, that's why it's mutter. Leginika lechurbika. Abazatamara kiva nekachaza. The kataroi vakitna. But then Rav saw, then Amema saw, you know what they did with that extra water? They had so much water. They started to soak their clothing in it. They washed their clothing in it on Shabbos. Taraba kitna, their pishtim, their flax, they started to clean on Shabbos, which is an issue right. Then osrulu, then he tak acid. Like a sack of gzeri all over. You're never allowed to use a wheel to get up the water. Since you get too much water, we're afraid you use it for dvaris. Then the Mishnah says, "Meber hakar, to take up water from this ber hakar, it's mutter only on Yontif. But on Shabbos, no. The more my ber hakar, what does this mean, ber hakar? What is it? And why only mutter on Yontif, not on Shabbos? Omar Shmuel, bor, shehikru ole dvorim, vetiru. It's a bor that they had a lot of questions about it. Like, hakiru means they spoke about it. The yes child is a mutter or not, that a lot of questions, v'tiru. And later we'll soon say they're a matter it. But this was talking about earlier, a golem on Yontif was a big tzarech. They didn't have any water then, so on Yontif they're a matter them to step up the water on Yontif. It was a tzarech, that's why they're a matter it. And only here, only this border a matter, and no other boris. Mesri avakasha. It says, loy kola boris hakaras etiru. Not every type of a bor hakar were they matter, el zubuvad. Only this type of a bor hakar they were matter. Now, v'yamri chikru dvar malea. If you can tell me the taich of akar, bor hakar means the bor that they had a question about is a mutter or not, and there had to be matter, so it's only one type of a bor. So my zubavad, what do you mean it says? Not all boris hakar is a mutter, only this one. There's only one we're talking about. Like, if hakar means that the bor that there was a shal in the rabbonin, are you allowed to use it or not, so it's only a shal upon one bor. Tell him, my smash, that's not the pshat for nakar. There is such a thing as boros hakaris. There's such a thing as that type of a bor. Now, we're saying one type to a matter on yomtiv. So, what does bor hakar mean? Elo omer of nachon of Yitzchok. It means ber mayim chaim. It means a well. No, it's bor hakar means the lashon from mayim comes from the makor. It comes from its makor, from their well, where the water started to come from. That's mayim chaim, running water. So you could use running water on Yomtif, a well of running water, but which one? Only one special one. And that was a shaila of the Rabbanu will make all al serach Yomtif the matter then at that time they needed water. So the matter to slap up the water from this one, Ber Mayim Chaim. Shenem the Pesuk in Yom says, Kohokir Bayir Meneho. You'll get up the water from a bayir, you'll get up the water from a well. So that's the lashon of Kohokir from the Makor, from the spring water. Margufa. The Brisa said, they weren't matter to schlep up water from any well, any live running water. There was only one special well through a matter. After the Bnei Gerli went up to Eretz Yisrael, is Chonu Aleho, they rested there when they were traveling up and was on Yom Tov, and they had no water. So the Rabbanu were Mekel frat then to get the water from this well. Yeah. And the Nevi'im were matter at them. Not only the Nevi'im, Elaminig Avoisam Biyodeim. So the Minig Avoisam, Rashi has Nevi'im Shebeneim, Chagas Chayim Lachayim, Minig Avoisam, Biyoisi Abur. Not only the Nevi'im, but Stam was a Minig that from this, Avoisam, that from this bor, there's one special bor that there was a heter to get the water up on Yontif, and that heter still remains. You're allowed to always schlep up water from that one specific bor, and not from any other bor, even though it's a Mayim Chayim. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Sheretz shenimtza b'migdash, or sheretz that we find in the base of migdash. Now, there's a locha, it shouldn't be there, because the sheretz is metamis and not batuma. It's metamis thing, you shouldn't have a tuma digazach in the migdash. So you have to get it out of the migdash. Now, how do you take it out? Is koyein moitziyo behamainu shaler lishoyes esatuma. Divri Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka. Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka holds that you have to get that sheretz out as fast as possible. So we're talking about a koyein comes and sees the sheretz in the base of migdash. Now he has no kelim with him. The only thing he has with him is his belt. He's allowed to take off his gartel, his belt, and use the belt to take out the sheretz. Even though when his belt now touches the sheretz, he's going to be metamah the belt, and you're not allowed to be metamah your belt. But it's kedai, it's better off to be metamah your belt, but get the tumah out of the base mitzvah as soon as possible. You shouldn't let the tumah stay there. No matter what it is, get it out as soon as possible. That's the Yechon of Brukes Svara. But the person himself, now the kohen himself, he doesn't become tummy, because the belt touches the sheretz, so the belt is tummy. But the belt is only a rishon tumah. Halacha is a rishon tumah can't be matam an adam. An adam only becomes tummy from an avatumah. So as long as the kohen himself is not touching the sheretz, the kohen is not being matam himself. But that would be an issue deraisa to matam himself. So here the kohen is not being matam himself. The kohen is only being matam his gartel. But that's mutter because there's no other eitzah here. You have to get the sheretz out. So the gartel taka is a rishon tumah. He'll have to be table in the mikvah later. But I call upon him, the kohen himself is not tummy. That's Rabbi Yechon of Rukas Svara. Rabbi Yehuda Roimen, no. Bitzavos shalates. Don't rush. Don't take out the sheretz right now with your gartel, but rather look around to get a wooden pliers. Bitzavos shalates. That's called the pshute kliates, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. A kli that's a pshute kliates. And it's better to do this, shalom l'rabbis is a tumah. Kedei not to make a keli tummy. Don't rush and take off your gartel and be matami. Your gartel is not kedei. Don't rush. Wait until you find the wooden pliers, and therefore the pliers won't become tummy, and that's the way you get the sheretz out. That's better. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlek is. We have used in the Yechidan is. Is it better to get the tummy out right away, or is it better not to be matami kelim right away? Rashi says, "B'tzavish leitz, she pshut the kliates." It's a plain piece of eitz. Shleir the rabbis is a tumah. It's Rashi l'tami avnet. It's better to do this and not to be matami yibagodim. For noyach leir l'shoisa, you're better off letting the sheretz stay a little bit longer in the base of Migdish. V'sham v'lachzer achrei tzavis, and go look better for a wooden pliers. Milarabbis a tumah. Rather than taking off your gartel right now and your gartel touching the sheretz, you'd be matami a gartel. It's not a nice ach. Therefore, he holds it's better to wait and get a wooden cleat, not to matami a gartel. Something more now. Mehechin moitzi and oisai. From where do you have this din? You have to take it out. Min hechel. If you find the sheretz in the hechel, that's mekodesh hakadoshim. Pshit, you have to get it out of there. Or min ulam. If you find it in the ulam, that's the room right before the hechel. Also, you have to take it out. Or mebein ulam ulam esbeach. From the ulam, that's the beginning. After the ulam, that's where the beginning of the azor is. But there was the Mizbeach, that's in the Azor, you come in, there was the Azorim, and the top part of the Azor was the Mizbeach, and then in front of the Mizbeach was a little space, and then started the Ulam, and then started the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Heichel. So from the Heichel, the sheretz is there, you gotta get it out. From the Ulam, you have to get it out. From the place between the Mizbeach and the Ulam is also Kodesh, that you have to get it out. Mashenkin, if it's further after the Mizbeach, even though it's in the Azor, you don't have to get it out. It could stay there. Divir Rabbi Shimon ben Enes. That's the Shimon Enes Svara. It's a question on Shabbos. But you find the sheretz in the rest of the Azorah, and in Tsheshom, then stam mechasa b'sir, just cover it up. On Shabbos, don't take it out. You don't have to take it out of there on Shabbos. Leave it there. You wait till after Shabbos. Just cover it up. That's the Shimon ben Enes. We have a key to Raymond know. Kol mokem shechayovim azdoine chorus. We are shivigosa chatis. It's in any place in the Azorah. Since the kohen that's tummy goes into the Azorah, he's chayiv achatis b'shoyging, the maze is chayiv chorus, is mishom motzi noisei. From that place, there's any place in the Azorah, even after the Mizbeach. If you find the sheretz there on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it out. Mashenken, before the Azorah, the Ezra's Noshim, before that, b'shar kolam akoimis, any other place, that if a kohen that's tummy walks in there, is not chayiv chorus, not chayiv achatis, then some kaif and olav paschater. Just cover it up with a kli. That's all. Now it's Shabbos. Don't bother yourself carrying it out on Shabbos. Just cover it up with a kli. The kitzes of machlekes, Reb Shimon ben Enes and Reb Kiva, if you find the sheretz in the Azara, do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos or not? The Gemara will explain also what the machlekes is. The Rashi says, Kol mokim shechayav molo al zdoine koris. Im yichnas loy betumah. If a kohen walks in there when he's tummy, the haino kuli azorah. Any part of the azorah, if a kohen walks in there when he's tummy, he's chayiv chatis and chayiv chorus. The shar kol mekoymes lemar kadisle. Either one the benenes kuli azorah, and the other kiva lishchois. The other lishchois is the loch astam kaifenol lepastachem siyos shenachoish. Astam a plate, the copper plate covered up lechoisin. Acha techshich to my soy shabbos, and then you'll take it out. Right. Rabbi Shimon, the name of Shimon says, a new halacha, mokem shetiru l'cho hachomim. A mokem hachomim wa matir, mishilacho nostu l'cho. The Rabbanim gave it to you from your own place. This is one din. Now, Rabbi Rashi says, "Meforsh b'Gemara heichikoy," which Hashem will see tomorrow. That's last Gemara, exactly what Rav Shimon is talking about here. Well, there's a teretz is talking about a zaytik halacha that we go chutz letchum. If you walk out of your tchum, the Tana Kama holds there even one amma, you're not allowed to come back. Or else, if you walk here, Mashenkim Shimon holds there, if you're 15 amis out of the tchum, you're still allowed to come back in. Because we say when they measured it, they made a mistake. They made it too short. They always left off another 15.